Maseches Nida, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. Haya Ochel B'Truma. If a man who is a Kohen is eating Truma, V'Hirgish Shenizdazu Evarav, and he feels that his limbs start to shake, and what this is a reference to, that he knows that he is going to become a Baal Keri, that semen is going to end up leaving his body. So that will render him Tamei, and that will be problematic. He won't be able to eat the truma that he's eating. And furthermore, any truma that is already in his mouth, he is going to need to, that truma will become tame. He'll need to spit it out. And there will be a concern of wasting the truma. So the Mishnah says, Ochez ba'ama, he should hold on to his organ in order to prevent the semen from exiting. Uboleas a truma, and then he swallows the truma, and presumably thereafter, then he becomes a Baal Keri, but hopefully he won't be metame any of the truma in the process. Umetamin bechol shehu, and he becomes tame in terms of, this is not just referring to Baal Keri, but even to ziva flow. That a man becomes tamei with any small amount, afilu ke'en hachardal, even like the size of a mustard seed, very tiny amount of fluid, uvefachos mikain, and even smaller than a mustard seed. So any microscopically small amount that of fluid that comes out of a man's body will render him, if it's ziva flow, will render him a zav, and if it's keri semen, then it will render him a Baal Keri. Mishnah Gimel. Tinokes bas yom echad mitama benida. As we've already mentioned previously, a girl from the time, a baby, even from the time she is 1 day old, if blood comes out of her uterus, then she becomes temeya mishum nida. That can happen even for a 1 day old child. Bas asara yamim mitama beziva. A girl who is 10 days old can potentially become temeya because of ziva. And again, that means from the very beginning, because of course there are 7 days of nida, and then thereafter on day 8, day 9, and day 10, if she sees 3 consecutive days, which would make her a zava gedola, then she could potentially become temeya mishum zava, already on when she is 10 days old. Tinok ben yom echad mitame beziva. A male child, an infant, from the time that he is 1 day old, could potentially become tame mishum ziva. Mitame binagayim. And he himself can become tame through tumas tzara'as. Mitame bitme meis. And he can become tame through the tumah that's caused by a dead body, v'zokek le'ibum, and it's possible that he could become required through the death of his brother to end up being required, subject to the halachos of yibum, that he would be he even though he's not eligible yet to get married to his sister-in-law following his brother's death. But he does fall into yibum, to a status of being required, once he becomes a gadol, once he becomes bar mitzvah, to then potentially have to marry his sister-in-law or do chalitza. That would be a requirement, even if he is only 1 day old. Upoter min hayibum, and he also exempts his uncle from being required to do yibum. If God forbid his father dies, and then there would be a question of whether his mother would be required to do yibum with this baby's uncle, even if the baby is 1 day old. The halacha is if a man dies without children, then his wife and his brother-in-law do yibum. But this, even a baby who's 1 day old, is considered is considered a child and would exempt his uncle and his mother from having to do Yibum. Uma'achil betruma. And furthermore, he ends up being the cause of eating truma. This situation is if you have a bas Yisrael that is married to a kohen, and that kohen died, and then thereafter died while the woman was pregnant, and then she gives birth, then because she has a child who is a kohen, from the day that the child is born, his mother is now remains eligible to eat truma as if she is still part of a family of kahuna because she has a child who's a kohen. V'nochel umanchil, and he inherits and could cause to inherit. If he dies, if he has inherited, for example, and then he dies, then the Yerusha would then move on to his Yorshim. V'hahorgo chayev, and your chayev misa for murdering a child, even from the time they're one day old. V'harehu la'aviv uli'imo ulechol krovav kechasan shalem. And to his father and to his mother and to all of his immediate relatives, he has a status of being a complete groom, which the Gemara explains to mean that this is for Hilchos Avelus, that they would be required to mourn completely as if he is fully developed as a child.